Thanks so much, Dave, and good morning, everyone. You will find a crossword on the handout, back of the handout. I'd like you to imagine the scene. Jesus has just finished his teaching on divorce. The atmosphere is somber. People are contemplating. The mood is quiet. But as people reflect on his teaching, suddenly they hear shouts. Johnny, come back! Jemima, wait for your sister! And then suddenly this cacophony of noise erupts over the brow of the hill as babies in arms and toddlers toddling come over towards Jesus. You can hear giggling and the wailing of children. And as they get to the crowd, they bounce their way between people, like 100 pinballs in a pinball machine, on their way to Jesus. And as they get close to him, and as they almost get there, well, Jesus' private protection officers, they step in the way, aka the disciples. Whoa, 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 hold back. No, wait, not for you, back you go. And an agreeing murmur comes from the crowd. But then Jesus speaks, and it all goes quiet again. He says, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of heaven." And he lays his hands on them, and he welcomes them to himself. It's a beautiful scene. Parents bringing their most precious possessions in the whole world to Jesus. And Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, saying, "Let the children come to me." It's beautiful. And so 2 points for us to draw out of the passage this morning. The kingdom belongs to children, and the kingdom belongs to the childlike. We'll spend much of our time on that first point, just a little time on the second point. But before we get into it, you might notice that those 2 points, it looks like I'm having my cake and eating it, which I don't know what else you do with your cake, but I'm having my cake and eating it. You might look at those points and think, I've not made a decision. Surely Jesus is either teaching that we must be like children to belong to the kingdom, or he's teaching that children do belong to the kingdom. You know, is this a simile or is it literal? Is it an example showing us what we must be like as disciples? Or is it showing us who actually enters the kingdom? Now, I don't think it would be splitting hairs to ask that question. There is a difference there, and I do think that it's important to get it right. Because it'll have a bearing on how we treat children, either as parents or as a church family, and it will have a bearing on how we approach Jesus as well. So does Jesus instruct his disciples to be, he does instruct his disciples to be like children. So in chapter 18, he takes a child, and he takes a child when he's talking to his proud disciples, and he says to them, "Unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." Jesus does want us to become like children. He affirms this in our passage. He says, "To such belongs the kingdom of heaven, to those who are dependent and who come to him in humility, to theirs belongs the kingdom." But even if Jesus is affirming this teaching in this passage this morning, that his disciples should be like children, it's not to the exclusion of children. He welcomed true infants to himself. He actually said, "Let the little children come to me." He didn't say, "Let those who are like little children come to me." He said, "Let the little children come to me." He actually laid his hands on real children, and I take it prayed for them too. Jesus, he doesn't just think that the kingdom is for those who are like children, but he also thinks that the kingdom is for children as well. And if we only think that the kingdom is for those who are like children and not for actual children, then we'll be doing what the disciples are doing, hindering the children from coming to him to their detriment. So 2 points this morning. The kingdom belongs to children, and the kingdom belongs to the childlike. The kingdom belongs to children. In our society, I guess we've got a mixed attitude towards children. On one hand, we hold them up, put them on a pedestal, pander to them. They are our future, our priority. But on the other hand, we often see children as an inconvenience. They get in the way of our career. They get in the way of our social life. They get in the way of our phones. And the weakest in our society can often be shunned and put to one side. And the disciples, well, they didn't have a very high view of children. I suppose that's implied. And they must have assumed that Jesus shared this as well. And so when the parents brought their children to Jesus, the disciples hold them back. Second-class citizens. No, Jesus hasn't got any time for them. No, Jesus has got more important things to do. He's got ministry to do with adults. That's the important thing that he's doing. He's surely too busy. But Jesus doesn't look past them. And he's so strong with his disciples, isn't he? Do not hinder them. Do not hinder them. He wants to see these little ones. He wants them to come to him. He wants to embrace them and bless them. It's a wonderful picture of his care and his love and his attention to those who are so small and helpless. I'm going to quote again from J.C. Ryle. He's excellent on this stuff. He says, "Let us learn from these verses that the Lord Jesus cares tenderly for the souls of little children. It is probable that Satan specially hates them. It is certain that Jesus specially loves them. Young as they are not beneath his thoughts and attention. That mighty heart of his has room for the babe in its cradle, as well as for the king on his throne." Perhaps we think, like the disciples, that Jesus doesn't have room in his heart for little children. Perhaps we are like the parents at the back of the queue, unsure that Jesus really wants to see our little one. Well, Jesus says, "Let the little children come to me." They're not an inconvenience to him. They're not second-class citizens. They're not his secondary priority. And I guess, you know, he views the kids that we have in Sunday school and creche like this. He has a big heart for them. And I suppose we reflect that in how we deal with the kids, how we give them their own groups that they can learn about Jesus in age-appropriate ways. Well, think of, I guess, for those of us who grew up in Christian homes, or maybe became Christians from a very early age, well, this is the attitude that Jesus had for you. Try to think back to when you were 5. Well, Jesus had his arms wide open to you. Or when you were a couple of months old or even days old, Jesus loved you. He wanted to embrace you. And so, those of us with children, well, we should bring our children to him. And we can bring our children to him with confidence and joy, knowing that he loves them even more than we ever will. He has his arms wide open to them. He blesses them. He prays for them. Oh, his great love for these little ones, for your little one. And of course, we must follow his example. We must not look down our noses on children, treat them as second-class citizens, or think that there's no place for them in his kingdom. Instead, we can bring them to Jesus. Now, let's not hinder them from coming to him, or we might face the same rebuke as the disciples. And it's wonderful to be a part of the church where we want to welcome children in our church family. And those down the ages, I guess Christians have led the way in their care for children and their evangelism of children. So one example is George Müller, which many will have heard of. He was a Prussian but moved to Bristol in the 18th century. And at the time, I guess 18th century England was not great for kids. There were many who were orphaned and neglected and exploited. And he took Jesus's teaching and he wanted to do something and care for kids. And so he started an orphanage in his own house. He started, him and his wife put up 30 girls. And as that grew and grew and grew, he then took 3 more houses on his street and put up 130 boys and girls. And when the neighbors complained because there was so much noise and disruption, they had to build their own house. So they built a house that would fit 300. And by 1870, 1,722 children were housed in five homes that he had built. And by his death, Müller had provided for a total of 10,000 children. 10,000 children. What love and care. And as a keen evangelist and preacher during that time, he taught them about Jesus. He distributed 250,000 Bibles and 1.5 million New Testaments. He wanted them to know Jesus. He wanted to care for them because he followed Jesus. Let the little children come to me. Jesus welcomes children. And Jesus also privileges children. So the children were brought to him so that they might benefit from him, so that he might lay his hands on them and pray for them, which he does. Now, the laying on of hands, it could be that he's blessing them. Certainly the New Testament takes that, laying on of hands as blessing. It could also be that he's healing them. And early in Matthew, he does that. He touches people and they are healed. But in these verses, it's not explicit. And so I'm not going to draw strong conclusions. But even if we don't know exactly the benefit that is going on, it's no good reason to not bring children to him. Jesus is certainly conferring some privileges on them. It's a good thing. The children there that morning, that afternoon, were better off having come to Jesus than having not come to Jesus. And of course, Jesus is praying for them. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, praying for these little children. These children brought to him have benefited where others have not. They have received something of his grace in their lives. And of course, the great privilege and benefit that they receive is to belong to the kingdom of heaven. Verse 14, Jesus said, "Let the children come to me and do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of heaven." This baby brought to Jesus that day, which he holds and cradles in his arms, that could do nothing for itself apart from cry and sleep and poop and those things that babies do, that could do nothing, well, to that baby belongs the kingdom of heaven. The privileges, the joys, the life, the future hope of the kingdom belong to those children who were brought to him that day, and to our children too. To Felix and Ivy belongs the kingdom of heaven. To David, Amani, Naomi belongs the kingdom of heaven. To Rex and Clemmy belongs the kingdom of heaven. To all of those kids who are ours belongs the kingdom of heaven. It is so encouraging. I find it so encouraging that my children are the same heirs of the kingdom as I am. They are just like me. They will inherit the kingdom. And it's a great stimulus for us to instruct them and pray with them from the earliest of ages. They are those that can come to Jesus, and so we can help them to draw near to him. You'll find some books on the bookstore that kind of help parents as they do that. And it'll, of course, encourage them. It'll encourage our children as they know, as they grow up, as they know that they belong to the kingdom. And there are some attitudes towards children that see children, or in practice show that they view children as being on the outside. So they're treated as outside of the kingdom or outside of the church, outside of the benefits and privileges of believers until they can come of age, whatever age that is, and actively profess their inclusion and be welcomed in as members. But Jesus says they belong, even from infancy. They are as much his as we are his. Paul in 1 Corinthians 7, which I mentioned last week, where Paul is riffing off much of Jesus' teaching, he says that children of believers are holy. They are holy. Holy. And I take that to be that they are set apart as God's people, loved by him, inheritors of the kingdom of God. And so those children in the offices behind us, well, they belong to the kingdom. The kingdom belongs to them. They are heirs of the kingdom as much as Prince George is heirs of the United Kingdom. And it is therefore unsurprising that down the ages, Christians have come to these verses and seen strong affirmation to baptize children. Jesus is clearly saying that infants brought to him in faith make up part of his kingdom. They are loved by him and belong to him. He's laid his hands on them. They have benefited from him. He prays for them. He is treating them as his own. His love and his grace extends to them. He has a big heart for them. And if, therefore, they receive all of this, who are we to deny them the sign of baptism? We would be acting like the disciples. The kingdom belongs to children. And then secondly, the kingdom belongs to the childlike, and we won't spend as long on this. Jesus said, let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of heaven. Now, remember when he's saying to such, he's not excluding those he's actually referring to in front of him. But he's giving us the additional reminder that the kingdom belongs to those who are childlike as well. What is it to be childlike? Well, last week over lunch, Doug was telling me that he went paintballing a couple of weekends ago, running around with a friend and his dad and, you know, shooting things and having lots of fun. Is that what it means to be childlike? Just running around, having lots of fun? Maybe, but probably not what Jesus is referring to here. Firstly, we can see that these children are those who have come to Jesus or have been brought to Jesus. So Jesus said, let the little children come to me. We cannot be a part of the kingdom unless we've actually come to the king. It's very, very straightforward. We can't receive the benefits and the privileges of eternal life unless we are his people, unless we've come to him. And so to be childlike is to recognize that we are not king of the world. Now, many children, they might actually think they are king of the world and that the world revolves around them. But I know enough. They, deep down, they really know they're not. They know they're not in charge. Well, anyone who wants to be part of Jesus' kingdom needs to come to him, the king, to be humble, to know that they cannot bring anything to the table. The kingdom belongs to those who come to Jesus. And that's it. They cannot bring anything to the table. The kingdom belongs to those who come with nothing. To be childlike is to be dependent, it's to be helpless and needy. Again, all a child brings is sleepiness and crying. It doesn't provide anything for itself. Having two children of my own, I know just how needy they are. They can't cook for themselves, they can't feed themselves, they can't bath themselves, they can't change themselves. They're utterly useless. We have to do it all for them. They're completely dependent on us. They don't bring anything to the table. Well, we can't do anything to get into the kingdom. We can't do enough good works to earn our way in. We can't buy our way in. We can't reason our way in. And so we find ourselves on the outside, orphans. We are helpless, and we're utterly dependent on Jesus to open the gates to us and let us in. And it's a vulnerable position to be in. We like to think of ourselves as strong and independent, and we can achieve great things by ourselves. We like to think that perhaps we're good enough. Jesus will accept me, of course, I'm so good. Just like the rich man, which we'll hear about next week. But the only way to enter the kingdom is through Jesus. And so the posture of a disciple is one of humility. It's one of humility, just like a baby. We've done nothing. We've done nothing to get in. Jesus has done it for us. Just like a child, you are in need of help. And so we need to humble ourselves like a child. We need to be more baby. It's then quite a thought to imagine that we're all babies in this room. You're listening to a baby. You might have already thought that. You're sat next to a baby, someone who is completely helpless, who is completely dependent on Jesus for entry into the kingdom. Let me take us back to the scene we started with. Jesus sat there. He's just finished teaching. People are in quiet contemplation. And then this cacophony of noise erupts. And these swarms of children come to him, battling their way through the crowd, possibly knocking people over as they do so. Flustered parents coming after them. And the temptation might be to look down our noses and to scoff and to think the kingdom doesn't belong to them. But that's not Jesus' attitude. Jesus said, "Let the children come to me, for to such belongs the kingdom of heaven." Well, let me lead us in a prayer there. Father God, we do thank you so much for the great love of the Lord Jesus, how he has such a big heart and such a dear care for children, for our own children who belong to your kingdom, and for us who come to him in childlike dependence. We thank you so much for his love, and we pray this in his name. Amen.